Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The International Atomic Energy Agency has certified that Iran met the provisions of the nuclear deal crafted by world powers, a move that cleared the way for Tehran to get relief from international sanctions. As a result of implementation, Iran now has access to assets estimated to be roughly $50 billion that have been frozen in foreign banks. Along with lifting sanctions, Iran has released five people they detained some years ago. Among them are Jason Rezaian, the Washington Post Tehran bureau chief, Saeed Abedini, an Iranian-American Christian pastor. Abedini's wife, Nagma, spoke with reporters.
It's surreal, just unbelievable. Yeah, he's out of Iranian soil, and he's in Germany, and after some medical attention, I'm waiting to hear from him. It's been a roller coaster, but it came really unexpected. It came at a time where I thought, well, I'm going to get myself ready for another 5 years, and I'm just going to trust God and spend time. After 3.5 years of travel, I had taken time off to just focus on the kids and my own health and healing. And so it came at a time where I let go.
Also released, a former Marine, Amir Hekmati, and Khosravi Rudsari, very little known about him. A fifth prisoner, American student Matthew Turetnik, was released separately from the other four. U.S. is releasing seven Iranians who were either already in prison or facing criminal charges for violating economic sanctions. Burkina Faso government officials say the siege of an upscale hotel that killed 23 in the capital has ended, Al-Qaeda and the Islamic Maghreb claiming responsibility. This is VOA News. Sierra Leone is restarting the 42-day countdown to being declared free of Ebola transmission. This comes after a woman died of the deadly virus in recent days. It is a setback for the nation after it was declared Ebola-free for 2 months. Nina DeVries reporting now from Freetown.
A 22-year-old woman who died of Ebola is the country's newest case. Sidi Yaha Tunis with the Ministry of Health and Sanitation says she was from the northern part of the country.
They've done preliminary investigation. They've been able to identify about 27 contacts who are now isolated for further monitoring. And more investigation is being carried out, and we'll continue to bring out information to the public the more we get.
Tunis says two households are currently under quarantine. WHO declared the Ebola outbreak over in West Africa earlier this week after no new cases emerged in Liberia. Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea were the three countries most affected by the worst Ebola outbreak in history, which began 2 years ago. Nina DeVries for VOA News, Freetown, Sierra Leone.
Taiwan's voters elected Tsai Ing-wen Saturday as the first female president, delivering a crushing defeat to the Nationalist Party, which has focused heavily on growing relations with China since coming to power 8 years ago. Her independence-leaning Democratic Progressive Party also won a majority in the legislature for the first time, a development that could have a big impact on economic policies with China. Tsai's opponent, Eric Chu, conceded defeat not long after the polls closed. And several voters in Taipei spoke with reporters saying that they voted for the candidates who would bring peace and stability to Taiwan. The candidates, they say, who were best for the job. Tsai will assume office on May the 20th, and the new legislature will hold its first session in early February. The new Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, backed by China as a potential rival to the World Bank and other international lenders, opened in Beijing on Saturday. 57 member nations have contributed $100 billion in capital to make the bank, making it a nearly half the size of the World Bank as it begins its operations. China provided 30% of the bank's new capital. And U.S. health officials have linked a baby born with brain damage at a hospital in Hawaii to the state's first known case of Zika virus, a mosquito-borne disease tied to serious birth defects in thousands of babies born recently in Brazil and elsewhere in Latin America. The Hawaiian case was reported Saturday, a day after U.S. health officials issued a travel warning to 14 countries and territories in the Caribbean and Latin America where Zika has been reported.
That's the latest world news from VOA.